Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning we have with us Gary Lancer and Fred Poses, who are with the new company called Ascend Performance Materials, which was formerly the Solution Nylon business. Guys, thanks for being with us this morning. I'm actually very anxious to have you guys with us because there's been a lot of people, I think, in the business that, you know, have been watching this, have been watching Solution, and we've known for a while that Solution wanted to sell the business. Now you guys have bought the business with the help of SK Capital Partners. So let me just ask, when you start looking at a business like nylon, and we, since we're talking the flooring industry, we really focus mostly on the carpet side of it. Tell me a little bit about what your thinking was as far as your business strategy, and why do you think, you know, you can buy a company that Solution wanted to get out of and make it successful?
Well, thank you. And I think when we think of it, we think of an industry that actually most of us has worked in before. If you think of us as a private equity firm, and that's what we are, each of us had worked for Allied Signal. In fact, I was at one point the leader of our engineered materials business, and at one time was the leader of our fibers and plastics business, and at one time was the leader of our plastics business. So I have a long history here, and each of us certainly know the business and understood the business, and perhaps were in the best position to understand the opportunities as well as the challenges in buying the business. I think Solution, from its own strategy, had decided that it was a chemical company and wanted to be more a specialty chemical company, and it was at a point decided that it was willing to sell its nylon business. And we've been working with them for a long period of time and actually completed a transaction with them on June 1st of this year. We spent the last 4 days at three different plants, and we're working today, and we just think it's a solid business, an industry we know. We believe in what we can do with it, and we believe in the carpet industry, and I think we'll be well positioned to be successful here.
Well, Fred, let's talk about you for just a second. You actually have quite a history. You've actually were the board chairman of the board for Tyco International. You're CEO for Trane, the HVAC company. So you have done a lot of things, and probably for, given that type of history, can spot potential good business deal when you see one.
Well, I think this is, if you want to call it a good business opportunity, I think this is a terrific business opportunity. I think it's the right time in the cycle. I think there's a lot of future in the business. And I think with the experienced people that Solution had in the business and the leadership that we can bring, I think this will be good for us. It'll be good for our employees. It'll be good for our customers and suppliers, and certainly good for the investors in our business.
So let's talk for a second, if you will, about SK Capital. Can you tell us just a little bit of background on them?
Yeah, SK Capital is a small private equity firm, and it has a history of investing in the chemicals and materials business. Barry Ciudad is the leader of SK Capital, and Barry and I work together at Allied Signal. And when this nylon opportunity started to emerge, I got together with Barry. We formed a group. I'm part of SK Capital. And we decided that we would pursue this opportunity.
Okay.
Clearly, we were the high bidder because most deals don't get done to low bidders. But we are so excited about the opportunity. You have to remember that while carpet is an important part of this business, Solution, or now Ascend Performance Materials, is a domestic integrated nylon player. We start with the basic raw materials. We turn them into monomers. We turn them into salt. We turn them into plastics. We turn them into fibers. And if you go back and look at the history of this, I mean, there's no one left who does that.
Actually, aren't there two players? Does Invista not do this now? Or
yeah, but they don't have a plastics part of the business. So, you know, they have a fibers part, but they don't have a plastics part of the business. We have both fibers and plastics.
Okay. So you're, as far as integration, you go all the way from raw materials to the finished string for the carpet?
For the carpet, and also we do the same thing for polymers and plastics.
And what percentage of your business is directed to the carpet industry?
Go ahead, Gary. I guess we're about...
I mean, our business, Kemp, is you know, roughly, you know, 25% of our business is in carpet yet.
Okay. All right. Now, Gary, while you're taking the lead on answering these questions, let me ask you, as you start looking at you know, what you do and you start formatting your business strategy. We know you've sold your Wear Dated brand to Mohawk. You still have the Ultron brand, which is the commercial brand. So will that be your primary focus moving forward?
Well, I mean, the Ultron brand is important to us. It, you know, it provides us marketing to sell white nylon. But, you know, when at the core, we do sell fiber, and we've created a solid position with the opportunity to do more with our current customers. You know, we have the U.S. carpet market domestically, but we also have a fair amount of business internationally into the wool blend and into China. So we're going to continue with our current market. But, you know, as you know, over the last 2 or 3 years, we've really transformed our business and moved where our fiber is being used in the market spaces that value nylon. We're committed to the carpet market. I mean, it is a fabulous market that has good opportunity for us, and we're going to continue to provide innovation. You know, we are looking at ways and have developed ways to move our white nylon into more of the traditional solution dyed market for the commercial space, the piece dyed carpet tile and broad loom. We're looking at imparting some stain and chlorine resist to give us more solution dyed type attributes, and many more items that we're working with our customers, our mill partners on. You know, so from a strategy standpoint, Kemp, we are we're here and we're committed, and we're in those market spaces where our product is valued, and we believe we can do more.
Okay.
Just let me add to what Gary says. I mean, we got to remember that, listen, we're tied to the U.S. economy and tied to housing, and certainly today our carpet business may represent 25% of our business, but as I don't know exactly when, but as the U.S. economy recovers, as housing starts to build up, as some of these foreclosures need carpet, it will represent even a bigger part of our integrated nylon business.
Okay, and so you do play both in the commercial sector and the residential sector in either a branded or a non-branded format, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the bulk, like the bulk of most producers, has gone to non-branded as carpet manufacturers develop their own brands. And also, as Gary mentioned, I think there are opportunities, as we do today, to participate as the rest of the world becomes, let's say, economically wealthier, and carpet becomes more of a use both in Asia and continues to be used in Europe, and we play there also.
Okay, and as far as your competitive strength or your unique selling position, where do you think you stand there as far as this new company called Ascend Performance Group Materials?
Well, I mean, we're well capitalized. We bought the business right. We bought it without debt on it, so I think we're in a good position. Second, and I go back to the fundamental reason why we bought it. You know, this is a solid, well-capitalized, large-scale, integrated nylon business, which takes advantage of that full integration to have a terrific cost position. It's got terrific customers in the carpet industry. It's got terrific customers in the plastics industry, and lots of opportunities to grow both domestically and internationally. And we start from a relatively low base. We're not the dominant player in carpets. We're not the dominant player in plastics. But we start from a terrific cost position.
Okay. And you guys know the business, as we said when we started out. You both come from the Allied piece of the business. You know it well.
Gary actually comes from the Monsanto part, but the people from SK Capital that are working with us, you know, all work in the materials business and actually in the nylon business. And if you really want to go back, Kemp, my first job at Allied Signal almost 40 years ago was in the fibers business at Allied Signal.
Is that right?
That's right. So I guess it's in my genes or in my blood or in my heritage or all three.
Okay, fantastic. Well, one last quick question. I know there's a lot of different types of polymers in carpet, but, you know, the commercial market for a long time has seen nylon as being, you know, the one that performed. And so I'm sure by investing in this business, you guys feel that nylon is probably the best fiber choice for the carpet industry.
Listen, I think that, you know, as you know, there is a place for each fiber in there, and I think that nylon has a very strong position. There are continuing places where we can do better with it, and if people are looking for performance, they're going to buy nylon.
Okay. Well, one last question, just on the name Ascend Performance Materials. That's, you know, obviously it's got a little bit of action in the name. You buy this company, you feel like you're going to be able to grow this business with a name like that. Where did you find a name like that?
Well, actually, when we made the contract to buy the business from Solutia, they gave us 6 days to come up with a name.
Okay.
So we turned it over to our employees at in our nylon business. We had a little contest, and three employees from our Pensacola plant came up with that name. It was a bunch of names we reviewed, and I mean, I guess in a joking way, we could have picked Descend or Ascend, and which one would you have picked? But our employees named it.
Okay. Well, we've been talking to Fred Poses, who's the CEO of Ascend Performance Materials, and Gary Lancer, who's vice president and focused on the flooring business. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.